the top players and legends to the very best analysts around the world from wherever the beautiful game is played. This is BTP. Now, we're talking football.
Yes, hello folks. Welcome to Beyond the Pets. I'm your host, Phil Brown. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for downloading this. We begin our look ahead here on Beyond the Pitch to the big game coming up next weekend, Liverpool v Manchester United. We'll have a variety of different people on the show to discuss what's going to happen in that game. We'll get an in-depth preview. I've got Andy Mitten here coming up, and I'll also have Gareth Roberts from the Anfield Wrap. We'll have Roy Evans coming on, ex-Liverpool manager, some other United personalities, so stay tuned. Coming up, my first guest here, though, is the fantastic Andy Mitten from United We Stand. You can catch Andy on Twitter. Just search Andy Mitten. You'll find him. One of the most prominent Manchester United writers. Fantastic guy. And delighted to have him on the show. I hope you enjoy the interview. Andy Mitten.
Fantastic start this season for Manchester United. Very different to what we've seen in previous seasons. Van Gaal's had good starts, but this is different. Mourinho had a good start last season. This feels very, very different. This feels like a much more robust Manchester United. Mourinho has made improvements over the summer that have transformed Manchester United. Matic, of course, Lukaku. Remember you asking me about Lukaku up in Huntington Beach and asked me what would be different about him and Ibrahimovic. I hope we've seen what the difference is. Obviously, the goals are there, but I think Lukaku offers United a lot more in terms of movement. You must be impressed with how United have started the season.
Very impressed. They're winning games, scoring lots of goals and conceding a few goals. They're playing well. I would put a mark of caution against that because five of the six wins have been against teams who are five of the six bottom teams in the Premier League, and they've not beaten a team who've been in the top half of the table yet. And when Manchester United met a genuinely good team in August in Skopje, Real Madrid completely outclassed Manchester United. But your introduction was right. There's more optimism about. There's clearly been an improvement. The mood's good. The players are enjoying playing for the manager. Lukaku's had a great start in the United shirt. He's settled in immediately. Nemanja Matic is doing fantastically well, and he wanted to join Manchester United no matter what anybody says. Whatever version you hear, he wanted to go to Manchester United, and Chelsea knew that a year ago. And there's been really encouraging performances from players around the pitch. De Gea's been outstanding. Fellaini's been surprisingly good. Yeah. He's turned into a goal scorer now. Valencia's been as solid as he was last season. Mkhitaryan's more effective. Martial's been superb. Marcus Rashford too. So you try not to get too carried away, because Crystal Palace at home, when they're as poor as Crystal Palace are, should not be getting anything from Old Trafford. But teams did get things from Old Trafford last season. So that has been a big improvement. But I think if we spoke in 2 months' time and United had done half as well as they have done so far, having played against Chelsea away, where the team are terrible usually, Liverpool away, Newcastle and Tottenham are coming up as well. There are tough, tough games coming up. But United have done really well. And I think it's been the best start since 2011-2012.
And that's the thing, Andy. First of all, for me, as a United fan, what I wanted to see this season is obvious improvement. Not speculative improvement. Well, I think this is getting better and that's getting better. And then when you come up against the bigger teams, we show that improvement isn't genuine. I think you can look at this United team and say, look, whatever happens this season, this is a United team moving in the right direction. And you can have confidence that the improvement is authentic. You could see that this is a United team that's starting to look like a team that can grind out the consistency that needed the challenge for a title.
Yeah, but if we're talking at the end of May and United have finished fifth, yeah, I don't think there will have been an improvement. I think that the signs so far are good, but it is still very, very early. And United won the first three games at the start of last season, and people got a little bit carried away then, partly because it was so bad under Louis van Gaal. Yeah. But if United can go to Anfield and win, or go to Stamford Bridge and avoid defeat, then you'd be saying this is a clear, clear improvement. And as you've said, you know, beating teams who United were not beating last season, you know, sometimes the results were slightly flattering. I don't think that the 4-0 against West Ham or Everton really looked like a 4-0. Swansea played very well in large parts of the second half before being hit by those three late goals. But it's to United's credit that they are finishing games really strongly and also starting strongly too.
Mm-hmm.
They've scored in the first 5 minutes in four of the last five games. So almost every indicator has been positive. There are a couple of niggles. Left back remains a bit of an issue. Paul Pogba's injury, that's not going to help anybody. But you do definitely sense that Mourinho's finding his stride in his second season. He's enjoying his job. He knows the players better. He knows the club better. And there's a undoubted feel-good factor around Manchester United at the moment. And in Europe, the going to Moscow and scoring four goals. I was in Moscow last time. It was terrible, terrible, terrible. 2 years later, winds me up how bad it was when you think of the efforts that people make to go to some of those places. And this time, it was just so much better with the performance. And you know, Basel, pretty comprehensive at home against Old Trafford. So, but again, no one expects CSKA or Basel to be in the last 16, last eight of the Champions League. No one expects Manchester United to win it this year, but it's been a really, really good start.
One of the things that we talked about in the summer was what would we want to see next season from a Manchester United team. And one of the things that I had said, and we'll get the answer to this, I suppose, over the next few weeks, is how United play away at places like Anfield, at places like Stamford Bridge. I don't want to see a Manchester United team that basically employs their wingers as wing-backs, doubles up with a defender. It's essentially a 4-5-1. It's very defensive. It surrenders possession. I was speaking to Danny Higginbotham on our show, and he was saying that when United go to Anfield, Mourinho will say to Liverpool, you have 70% of the possession, you force the game, and we'll, with our 30%, look to hit you on the break. What are you expecting from United in these big games, Andy?
A little less pragmatism than last year when he needed to go to Anfield and play as defensive-minded as he did. And it was a very, very defensive performance last season, and he got the draw he wanted. But it came at a time where United were struggling to pick up points. I think they can go this year with more confidence, not just because United are doing well, but because Liverpool's defence has shown that it's not impenetrable by any stretch. And I think that Mourinho tactically is very impressive. He does loads of research into the opponents. He famously watched Ajax 8 times ahead of the game in Stockholm. And he almost enjoys picking out and finding fault 7 videos in to studying Crystal Palace, thinking that is where we'll get them. And you mentioned wing-backs. One thing they did very well against Ajax, and I thought they've done it this season, is push the wide men really far forward so that the other teams can't play. And you can do that with Antonio Valencia because he's inclined to attack. It's slightly more problematic on the left-hand side. And I think long-term, I'd be surprised if any of the players there will be Manchester United's left-back in 2 or 3 years' time. But he's definitely more adventurous, I think, he needed to be. And when he arrived, he felt that he'd inherited a team that had been wrongly coached, badly coached. Managers always do that because it makes them look better, look like they're the ones who've been the harbinger of goodness. But I think in Mourinho's point, in case he did actually have a genuine point, and what he wanted to do, first of all, was get into the Champions League in his first season by hook or by Europa League, and he did that, and then build on that in his second and third season. I expected United to finish third this season, and the start has been more impressive than I would have expected. But then you look at the quality of the opposition and you think, well, actually, you know, it's been a very, very, you couldn't have really asked for an easier start. And I do have some sympathy for David Moyes a couple of years.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, it came to mind. And if you know, a good manager is a lucky manager. You get a straightforward start where you can build confidence in players. You stand a much better chance of success. But you look at, the signings that he brought in, we know have, for the most part, all performed very well. Victor Lindelof, we're still waiting to see. But look at what he's improved with what he's had. I think he's getting the best form, some of the best form of Fellaini's career. out of him. He considers him invaluable. You listen to what Ryan Giggs said about Fellaini. He does exactly what the manager asks of you, and you can see why Mourinho likes him. Before Rojo's injury, remember Rojo in the League Cup final, and he was dreadful. And I couldn't see any way that guy could find a career at Manchester United. Somehow Mourinho turned him into a top-quality centre-half. Mkhitaryan, finally starting to look the player that Manchester United signed, although I have some reservations about him. Martial, magnificent. We've seen a totally different Martial from what we've seen before, with attitude, with application, consistency. He's coming on, he's changing games, he's showing the talent that we know that he has. There's Ashley Young, who's come back in, and I think he's got at least one assist in every game that he's played. He's getting the best out of the players that he has, Andy.
Yeah, he's done it, and all the examples you gave are absolutely right. And no matter how much stick Fellaini was getting from United fans, and it was a considerable amount, I always ask myself, well, wait a minute, why, if David Moyes got it wrong, why did Giggs like him? Why did Van Gaal like him? Why did Mourinho like him? All those experienced managers know more about football than almost everyone who's criticising Fellaini. And Mourinho has been right with him. He's effective. He's very, very popular and seen as a really nice lad around Carrington. And you can see that he's so confident now. He did like a mid-air flick a couple of games ago at Old Trafford. I think it was against Everton, and he sort of twirled, and I thought, wow, that is a man who's on top of his game. Ashley Young crosses the ball wonderfully, and I spoke last week with Patrice Evra about Ashley Young, and he's a very, very good player, very, very good at what he does. And I think fans can be knee-jerk in demanding changes all the time and saying, yeah, but we get rid of this player, we can bring that one in from Barcelona or Madrid, as if it's like a game of Football Manager.
Right.
And real life's not like that. And at the start of last season, Marcus Rojo was seen by the majority of fans as the most likely player to be leaving the club.
Yep.
And then by the end of the season, just before his injury, he was seen as an important defender. So maybe if fans can learn anything, it should be that they're a little bit more patient, that the team are not going to win every game, but fans, the majority of fans would have been quite happy to see Fellaini go and probably Rojo go as well. And with the benefit of hindsight, would they have called it right? I have doubts about Johnny Evans leaving, about Darren Fletcher leaving. You know, sometimes players have not just bad spells, but they have bad seasons as well. And one of the reasons they have them is because they don't feel they've got belief the manager behind them, or because the confidence is low. But conversely, when they are confident, look at what's happening. Look at what we're seeing now with all of those players that you've mentioned.
I have doubts about Danny Drinkwater leaving. I have doubts about Michael Keane leaving. I have doubts about Robbie Brady leaving. Robbie Brady could be playing left back for Manchester United right now. I remember he played left back in pre-season. I think it was one of Fergie's last seasons. So, and if you're more patient with those players, Danny Drinkwater's gone to Chelsea for, what was it, close to 30 million. Michael Keane went to Everton for 30 million. After a great season at Burnley, I saw him on tour whenever United were out here, and I must admit, I didn't see. I'm as guilty as anybody of making snap judgments on players. But, you know, players develop at different times, and you want to see young players come through United and get the opportunity. The other thing is, I want to ask you about Marcus Rashford, because Phil Neville, someone, of course, you know quite well, was saying that Marcus Rashford is as good as Kylian Mbappe. People don't realise how good Marcus Rashford is. How good is Marcus Rashford, Andy?
Phil was at Valencia when Kylian and Martial played or were in the squad in a Champions League pre-qualifier just before Martial signed for Manchester United. So he's seen him, and I see Phil around Europe a lot. He's watching a lot of live football, and it's always difficult to make comparisons because it's so subjective, but I know that Marcus Rashford is a fantastic young Manchester United standard player. He's a Manchester lad who grew up supporting United. He came through the youth ranks. He got a chance because of injuries in the team, took it, and then some. he's getting better and better. He'll have his little niggles along the way. There'll be times where people need to say, just wind it in a little bit. You know, you're not Pelé just yet. But he's a good kid, you know. He does have a decent attitude, and he's had a massive change in his life. Put yourself into his shoes. No one knows who you are, and 6 months later, everyone knows who you are. It's very, very tempting to succumb to temptations and not to think, you know, to think, I am the man here. I've got as much money as I'll ever need, and he's never had any money. He's got all this attention, people saying he's wonderful. You've got to be a very strong character to keep your feet on the ground. But he's continuing to develop as a player. He excites me. I love it when he tries to go past players, which he does all the time. He's lightning quick. And him and Martial really excite me, actually, as the two of them. I know Lukaku's going to bag the goals. Maybe Zlatan will come in and score a load of goals as well. But it's those two. They give me the sort of Cole and York wow. The sort of confidence that you can go away to Barcelona and think, with them two playing, you can hurt any team if everything's going well. And when you watch United against Real Madrid at the start of August, you didn't really feel like it. It was all about containing and not looking stupid. And even then, United failed to contain Real Madrid in the centre of the field. And the gulf in class was so clear to see. But as this team continues to develop, and it is doing, and Martial and Rashford, who are still very, very young, get better and better. And Martial will have more dips in form as well. And he needs to improve on his application. I know people who know him very, very well. But he seems this season highly motivated, certainly effective. And this idea of starting one week and the other one the next week, although neither of them will like it, it keeps them both on the toes. It keeps them both determined to prove the manager wrong. If they're both a little bit angry about it, then that's not a bad thing either. And Mourinho's good with demand management like that. He's a real player's man. Van Gaal never had that among the United players. So many of them were mistrusting of him. And that all boils into this big pot of goodwill, which we're currently seeing at Manchester United. There's so many positives there, that if they can carry on and beat the stronger teams, and for the first time, I think people will say, actually, post-Ferguson, United are back. Clearly, they'll be judged on winning the league again, but they've not been close to winning it. Nowhere near putting even a serious title challenge in since 2013. And that looks, it's looking increasingly probable rather than possible this season.
Do you ever see a Mourinho team that will play Rashford and Martial in the same team?
I think they will. I think that Mourinho will. He trusts young players. I spoke to him about Martial and Rashford, and he described him as the head of the young talent at the club. I think he clearly likes his giants and buying his giants, but he's also aware that United have got a history of bringing young players through and homegrown players. And I think he'll try him, maybe not at Liverpool away together, but he'll try him in a lesser game and see if they work. His great worry is he wants 8 out of 10 every week with the added bonus of a 9 out of 10 from time to time. What he can't afford is a 5 out of 10. And there were times last season, Marcus Rashford didn't score a league goal from September until April, I don't think. Anthony Martial looked distant and disinterested in a lot of matches last season. That's what the manager's got to guard against. He needs his players to offer more consistency. And that's hard to get from a young player, because very, very few of them, even Cristiano Ronaldo, I can remember seeing him and he'd be as brilliant, or he'd be brilliant 1 minute and frustrating the next minute.
Let me ask you, finally, before you go, Mourinho got 3 of his 4 signings this summer, didn't get the 4th. Is there a possibility United move for maybe a Griezmann in January? I know he could hold off at the weekend against Leganes. Some criticism of his start to the season. Obviously, Atletico Madrid of Santiago Costa. Do you see United doing anything in January? Is Griezmann a possibility?
It's hard to get players out of clubs in January, because what's the motivation for Atletico Madrid in selling one of their best players ahead of the most important games of the season? It's really difficult to get top players because they don't need to sell them. And I think, you know, United tried to get Jose Jimenez from Atletico last year, the defender, and Simeone said no, just a straight no. In the same way that if a team tried to sign Mkhitaryan from Manchester United in January, then they'd just get a straight no as well. What I do know with Griezmann is he wanted to go to Manchester United. There's no doubt about that. I know people who know him very well But he changed his mind. And sometimes humans do change their mind. They're allowed to change their mind. They have the reasons for changing their mind. I think that United have got money, and they would be under more pressure to sign big in January, A, if they could, and B, if there are any serious injuries. And but I do think they'll be gearing up more towards next summer, because you've got Zlatan coming in. The cliches will be rolling out about him being a new signing. And you've also got Marcus Rojo coming back as well. And they've had a couple of injuries so far, but it's not too serious. It looks like a very strong squad.
We'll see what happens, Andy. Thank you so much for joining me. If you haven't done Loaded United We Stand, go to the website, listen to the podcast. It's fantastic. And also check Andy Mitten out. I always try to retweet his ESPN stuff, which is fantastic. He, of course, writes for a number of different publications and one of the most talented writers and informed writers on Manchester United. Andy, thanks as always, mate. Very much appreciated.
Take care, mate. See you later.
See you, bye.